Meditation 34. The Nature of the Lord.
My dear Lord Govinda, there are some rascals who say there is no God, that God is dead, or God cannot be all good. For how can an all-merciful God create or allow evil and wickedness in His kingdom? Such men and women who think like this have a poor fund of knowledge. They do not want to take responsibility for their own misuse of free will, nor do they understand the intricacies of karma. There are others who are almost as bad, who accept that you do exist, but have no desire to serve you unconditionally. For they feel that you are not completely compassionate and loving, because you demand to be worshipped, punishing severely those who do not honor and flatter you. Such foolish people never take time to study your most loving, compassionate nature. My dear Lord, please let me drown myself in a brief meditation on your most sweet, loving nature. Such meditations are the daily food of your true devotees. My sweet Lord, will you allow me to dine with them? My dear Lord Govinda, your unalloyed devotees are always shedding tears of ecstasy as they hear and witness your greatness. But most amazing is how you also shed tears, reflecting upon your servant's dedication and love. You shed tears when you think of the trials of the Pandavas and how they suffered repeated attempts on their lives. Sometimes the intense flow of love from Radha and her divine associates stuns even you, drawing tears from your own lotus eyes. My dear Lord Govinda, often during your divine sporting, you allow the gopals to jump on your back and you playfully carry them around. When the gopis dance with you until they are fatigued, you personally wipe each of their brows with your hand, energizing each one in the most romantic way. My dear Lord, please let me drown myself in a brief meditation on your most sweet, loving nature. Such meditations are the daily food of your true devotees. My sweet Lord, will you allow me to dine with them? My dear Lord Govinda, when Rukmini sent a brahmana to inform you of her distressful condition, you got off your own throne and, seating the brahmin on it, worshipped him. After you finished, you fed him and massaged his feet as he took rest. You did the same thing when your old friend Sudama came to visit you, putting him on your own bed. You worshiped him, washed his feet, and sprinkled the water on your own head. Even more amazing was how at the Rajasuya sacrifice, you took the duty of personally washing the feet of everybody who came to the event. Once you arranged for the entire universe, understand mysteries of life by descending from your abode with one of your eternal attendants, Arjuna. On the battlefield, not only did you personally tutor him on nominal as well as phenomenal knowledge, but you acted as his personal chariot driver as well. When your unalloyed devotee Haridas, due to racism and class hatred, was not permitted in the Jagannath temple, you wonderfully revealed your unbiased love and appreciation for all of your devotees by leaving the others to personally visit him each day. Such devotees surrender everything to you, and you do everything necessary to receive them. My dear Lord, please let me drown myself in a brief meditation on your most sweet, loving nature. Such meditations are the daily food of your true devotees. My sweet Lord, will you allow me to dine with them? Not only are you serving your unalloyed devotees as they try to serve you, which in itself is so wonderful, but even more than that, you serve those that are actively against you, those that deny your existence, those that run from you, doubt you, curse you, and attack you. This material world is an arena for souls who are ungrateful, rebellious, and exploitive. Sometimes entities are so sinful that there is no one pious enough to take on the position of Lord Brahma. So in such cases, you yourself take up this tedious and gruesome job to furnish the necessary lessons each soul needs to experience. Of course, this is also nothing when one thinks of how you have personally hidden yourself in the heart of all life forms. As the different species take up a variety of disguises in their insane attempt to avoid your love, you allow them this temporary lull without abandoning them to themselves through their denial, abuse, and attack. You patiently wait millions of years, if necessary, until each soul is reclaimed. What tolerance, what compassion, what love. How unfortunate those foolish souls are, and how guilty am I. But now, my dear beloved Lord, I wish to drown myself in reflections of your love and compassion. For such meditations are the daily food of your true devotees. My sweet Lord, will you allow me to also dine with them? I am your desperately hungry beggar, looking for the eternal feast.